This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rohn.
We have Dr. James Maloney. Now, he's the man that we've had on our program many times. We've covered his book. And if you remember, he's the man that had the snake in a tree. And what a story. I guess you've heard of a snake in the grass. Well, Dr. Maloney had a snake in a tree, and you want to hear that program. On another program, we tell the story of when he was in India. There was a man that came up front for prayer, and he only had a hand sticking out his shoulder. And after a few things went on and he received prayer, his arm shot out. It was completely created. What a wonderful miracle. Today, we have an assistant to the late Dr. James Maloney. So here he is, Dr. John Prudian. It's great to have you here today. We have been trying quite a long time to have you as a guest on our program. Now, let's see, John, you were a student at the Global School of Supernatural Ministry in Mechanicsburg, PA, USA, and then you got an assignment to travel with Dr. Maloney. Tell us a little bit what you do, where you're at right now also.
Well, I am now I was sent out by Global Awakening, the ministry of Randy Clark. Had wonderful experiences with Global Awakening, with Brazil trips and so on, witnessed some amazing miracles that we can talk about. And now I'm part of the ACTS group and traveling with Dr. Maloney here in the States and also abroad internationally on trip.
Some of the meetings I have been in are extraordinary, the things that God does through Dr. James Maloney, and you're right up front with him.
It's really a privilege to get to experience some of these, I call them extraordinary miracles. You know, the Bible talks about miracles, and then it talks about extraordinary miracles.
Yes.
And we've just seen so much of this. It's a real honor and privilege for me to get to travel with him and be a part of the ACTS group. You know, it's like some of the miracles, they're just life-changing when you experience some of these things taking place right before you.
Mm-hmm. I've experienced that too. There is nothing like being in one of these meetings and actually witnessing right before your eyes these miracles. And as I've said before, it changes the way we think. But what I'd like you to do now, John, is share some of these experiences. Put us right into the meeting.
We had a young man in Portland, Oregon, not too long ago. He came up in the prayer line for Dr. Maloney to pray for him. And Dr. Maloney said, you know, what would you have the Lord do for you today? And we couldn't understand what he said, but the lady that was next to him, it turned out he was his wife, we didn't know that at the time, said he was born without a tongue.
Oh my, born without a tongue.
Born without a tongue. So we say, well, let's look in your mouth. We look in his mouth, and of course, there's just nothing there. There's no tongue. He never had a tongue. And, you know, I'm guessing he's in his early 20s. He looked a little younger than that, but maybe he was younger than that. So Dr. Maloney begins to pray for him. He says, I'm just seeing it in the spirit, your tongue being created. He said, stick your finger in your mouth and you tell me when you start to feel something in the back of your mouth. So this young man sticks his finger in the back of his mouth and you just see his eyes just get wide open as he realizes there's something there that wasn't there before. And, you know, Dr. Maloney has the gift of faith and he releases that and says, he says, that's your token that God is doing it. It's going to now grow. And this tongue grows out on this young man, and he is just ecstatic. It turned out that was his wife with him, was just ecstatic, and, you know, everybody's just wanting to see this tongue that got created. So he's sitting there sticking his tongue out at everybody, in a good way, of course, because he just got his tongue that he never had before. He wasn't being rude. Everybody wanted to see his new tongue, and it's just one of those extraordinary miracles that everybody that knew this young man is now going to be. It's an amazing witness of the goodness of God, because some one of those things that's just undeniable. You can't not have a tongue and then have a tongue without a supernatural miracle like that occurring.
The goodness of God, the goodness of God, and the power of God to do a creative miracle. Oh my, after that, I won't be the same. God is in the business of healing bodies and lives and hearts today. That's the business he's in. no matter how bad our situation can be. Okay, John, that was a creative miracle, that man that was born without a tongue. And could you tell us again where that miracle occurred?
That was Happy Valley, Oregon.
What a miracle. You cannot deny the power of God there.
And you get to stand right there with him, right beside him.
Yes, that's right.
He says there's an angel to the right of him. Is that what he says when you're up there with him?
Yes, often he ministers with the angel beside him, especially when he's in panorama. We can talk about panorama.
What is panorama?
Panorama, and by the way, Dr. Maloney has a book coming out, being released now, called The Panoramic Seer. And people can order that at answeringthecry.com. And he really goes into detail on panorama. And Dr. Maloney believes that panorama is being released to the body, that he's not going to be the only one operating it in it. And what happens is someone will come up, and he will receive like a moving picture, this person's life that's very, very specific, that he can, it unfolds before him, that he can actually just read off to the person that he's ministering to as the person holds his right hand, and he can say details about that person's life that's pinpoint accurate because he's just reading it, you know, he's getting a visual image of this thing. And then people's faith is built up, and then healing is produced as a result of that, as the gift of faith is released.
I was in one of those services where Dr. Maloney had this panoramic vision. And in this one particular service, this woman had a fall years ago, and he sees her getting out of her car, and it's icy, and she has a couple grocery bags, and he looks in the grocery bags and tells her what's in the grocery bags. And then she has this bad fall, and she has broken bones and sprains and internal injuries that lasted for years.
Yes, it's really extraordinary. I've heard him say, like, and and you were in your bathroom and you tripped on a red rug, which it looks like you've replaced now with a green rug, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
Specific things like that.
You're talking like him. You sound like him when you said rug.
He's rubbing off on me. That's what
it is.
That's what it's all about. Well, he's been really fathering. You know, that's his heart, is to father the next generation in taking this thing farther than he did. That's what his desire is,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us to take off and run with this thing. And, you know, that we were mentioning the gift of faith. It's really Dr. Maloney's heart to, you know, he sees this gift of faith being released to the body of Christ in this season like never before,
mm-hmm.
that he would receive a third pull in his ministry. And this third pull would be kind of this release of the gift of faith, that people would be healed by the very words being spoken by people that had the gift of faith and were operating in that. And William Branham never really came into that. He died mm-hmm. before that third pull really got going in his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And this third pull now is not going to be released on just an individual, but the body of Christ as a whole. Many, many people will be walking in this. It's for anybody who's really desiring to walk in the gift of faith that God is stirring up, will be able to receive this gift of faith and minister in it.
Yeah, we are experiencing things we've never experienced before.
We can learn a lot from Dr. Maloney's ministry, and he has what he calls an apostolic anointing and a apostolic breaker anointing. But in his book, he said it goes beyond the revelation of God as the Father of love, but it imparts a deeper understanding of the real authority of God. And later on, he says an apostolic anointing imparts this kind of life, and that's the kind of life where Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. Dr. Maloney says, God wants to cause his reputation, his worth, his weightiness to rest upon us. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you refer to the miracles that we see in Dr. Maloney's ministry as extraordinary miracles?
Extraordinary miracles.
Extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it truly is. I've ministered with a lot of people, and you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, somebody could have been prayed for by 50 different people and the condition that they're suffering with still remains. And they really need that, you know, someone with a breaker anointing on them to be able to break some of those infirmities off of people. And we've seen that time and again. We saw a man healed of ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease. That happened in Coeur d'Alene. And, you know, some of these diseases are just somebody gets them and, you know, doctors say, well, you know, there's no cure for this. There's no hope. If you have this disease, you're slowly going to wither away. And sometimes it just takes a breaker anointing to break some of these serious afflictions off of people.
Mm-hmm. So that's what he means by a breaker anointing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, something to, someone might have a certain condition that just, for one reason or another, you know, many people have prayed for them, but they're still not healed. We don't know the reason why that is, of course, but Dr. Maloney will pray for them. We'll just release the presence of God on people. We'll operate in the gift of faith, and people will be healed. I mean, we've just seen extraordinary miracles time and again. Like you mentioned, the gentleman with the plastic shoulder that happened in Topeka, Kansas. We're seeing this more and more. You know, these metal miracles, and Dr. Maloney's been operating in for a while, where we see metal dissolve in people's bodies or the metal becomes flexible. You know, people can move parts of their body that they couldn't move before because of surgeries where they've had to put metal pins and rods and that sort of thing in their joints and all that, and it's restricted movement and causing people pain. And we've seen that healed so often. And now it's even moved beyond metal. Like, you know, sometimes they'll put ceramic or plastic in people's body. Mm-hmm. And we're even seeing those now dissolve and turn into bone. The situation in Topeka, Kansas, the guy had plastic, and God actually healed this man and replaced that plastic with new bone. We call that a recreative miracle or a creative miracle.
A recreative miracle. And the thing that you wrote to me about that, it was doctor verified. There was a doctor that verified it. This wasn't just somebody feeling better, psychosomatic. This was actually material that changed his bone and the plastic in his body. That's something else. Now, you also told me about a pacemaker. You said heart healed and pacemaker disappearing. I was in one of those meetings, and I think the person began to sweat, and Dr. Maloney said, "You smell that? That is that metal."
You have witnessed these miracles.
Well, you know, we've seen that miracle several times. Yes, when somebody, in fact, like whenever someone's in the line and they say, "Oh, I have heart trouble and I have a pacemaker," I get all excited standing up there because I know what's about to happen. You know, it sounds funny getting excited when you hear somebody has a bad condition, but you get excited because you know that God is about to heal it because you've seen it time and again. The faith is there. And I just knew that guy was going to get his tongue that day. You know, there's just such an anointing up there, and the gift of faith is operating so strongly that the people get whatever they ask for, whatever miracles they ask for. You know, it's a situation where you have an open heaven, and anything is possible.
Open heaven. That's a term that Randy Clark uses, and that's where the power of God freely flows from heaven on to us.
Now, you said something also about healings by words of knowledge. That's somewhat the global awakenings ministry, healings by words of knowledge. This is something even beyond that, you would say?
The gift of faith is definitely, you know, obviously another gift that's mentioned in Corinthians. Randy Clark operates in the word of knowledge, and he's taught all of his students, one of those that received that word of knowledge gifting from him. And it's extraordinary to see that operate in Brazil, because he'll line up a team and everybody in the team gets a word of knowledge. And say you're in a auditorium with 1,000 people. I mean, we could see 500 or 600 people healed in a night just from the gift of word of knowledge. It's an extraordinary gift.
Not everybody that's listening to the program understands this gift, word of knowledge. I know it's in the Bible, and I've experienced it myself, but for our audience, tell us a little bit how it works.
Any gift obviously has to be, you need someone to either lay hands on you or impart a gift to you. That's just scriptural. That's in the Bible. But once you receive it, it's up to us, you know, to actually fan that thing into flame. Paul encouraged Timothy to ignite that gift of prophecy that he received when hands were laid on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really operating on it and growing in gifts. You know, God's gifts keep on giving. It's not just you get a little gift and that's the end of it. It's a gift that keeps giving and growing and growing, and we can actually grow in these gifts when we put them into practice and, you know, just ask the Holy Spirit for increase in those gifts and begin to walk in those gifts. We begin to get revelation on those gifts and how they operate on a deeper level. You know, this is the point where Dr. Maloney's at. He operates in a very, very high word of knowledge where it's just extremely accurate.
Could you please give me an example of in a meeting, words of knowledge? Can you give me an example?
Well, for instance, well, if we're in a Randy team or in a situation like that, Randy might say, you know, someone with has a right shoulder injury. And something more specific would be someone has a right shoulder injury.
How does he know? Right? How does he know they have a right shoulder injury?
Well, Randy often, with him, and he teaches his students this, that, you know, you can actually feel it in your body, a word of knowledge that might be for somebody else. You know, Jesus often felt things. He knew what people were thinking very often. So a lot of times you can feel them. A lot of times you will get a picture of a word of knowledge. There's several different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy has a 50-minute teaching that's very good on word of knowledge. I would encourage people to get as far as that. And Randy actually teaches these in the healing schools that Global does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they say you see it, hear it, feel it. Sometimes you can even read words across, you know, maybe in front of you. I've had words of knowledge, and some of them were real dramatic. I would experience something really terrible, and then I would get up and tell somebody or say, is there anybody here that has experienced this? And there's usually one and sometimes more.
Yes, absolutely. They can be experienced. Somebody like Dr. Maloney just has operating in it for so long that it's really accurate. You know, Dr. Maloney will say, well, I see that your left knee was injured. It looks like you were in a work-related accident, and it looks like you had a big blue machine that weighed a lot fall on you. Several people had to help you up. And as a result, it looks like your lower back was wrenched also, and that's never healed right. You know, it just kind of goes on and on. You know, sometimes when we're up there, it'll almost sound like panorama, but it's not. But he operates in such a high-level word of knowledge that you actually think that it's panorama, but he's really just operating in his gift of word of knowledge that's extremely accurate.
You know, there's some people listening today, they're saying, I want what he has. I want what he has. Could you pray for them, John?
Absolutely. I will pray for them and encourage them to come out, obviously, to our meetings to receive impartation directly from Dr. Maloney. Yes, Lord, I just thank you for every person listening to this broadcast now, Lord God. And I just pray that faith would rise, Lord God, and that everyone listening, Lord God, would know that they are sons of God, Lord God, and desire, Lord God. I pray that desire would increase in every person listening to this, that they would desire to grow in the knowledge of sonship, revelation knowledge of who they are in you, and revelation knowledge of who you are, Lord God. And that through this, intimacy with you would be established, Lord God, and new mindsets, the mind of Christ, would be firmly established, Lord God, in their souls, Lord God, that they would live from their spirit, Lord God, and the Holy Spirit within them. And I just impart that now, that a rising up of their spirit man, Lord God, to say no, Lord God, to the ways of the soul and to the body, Lord God, and begin to engage, Lord God, you in the kingdom realm, Lord God. I pray the kingdom realm released on them, Lord God, that they will walk as sons in the kingdom and operate in signs and wonders and miracles through intimacy, Lord, with you. I thank you for them, Lord God. Your precious name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Our guest today, John Prudian, travels with Dr. Maloney, and he gets to witness firsthand these miracles. For example, the tongue that grew into a man's mouth. I mean, once you see that, you've changed. You cannot go back and just believe in the old natural world, and you're just stuck in it. There is a supernatural world where God acts and overrides the things that are putting us down. Now, we're interested in another
press release, a miracle report that you can tell us today?
I would love to tell the story about this young, I guess, high school age girl. This happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan, not too long ago. Born without an ear. Had nothing there, no ear canal, obviously couldn't hear because there was no ear organs there. Had a tiny, tiny little bit of a lobe, and that was it. So picture just kind of like flat with just a tiny little lobe about the size of a pea on the side of a woman's head. So Dr. Maloney begins to pray for this woman. And the lobe gets bigger. This little pea-sized lobe all of a sudden grows in his hand. And he said, that's it. You know, once you see a little thing like that, you know you've got it because God's doing something. You know, Dr. Maloney always talks about receiving an evident token. You know, once you see God start to do something, you know he's going to complete it and see it through. So as he's praying for this girl, he kind of feels the outline of an ear emerging from her skull. Now, it hadn't emerged yet, but he kind of sees an outline of it. He sees it. He sees it that it's going to happen. And so, you know, he needed to move on, but he just told everybody that was there at the conference. This happened at the end of the conference when he was done ministering. You know, someone came up to him for prayer. He said, just everybody just gather around this girl. God's working a miracle in her. Just keep on praying for her. So, you know, he leaves, but as everybody's praying for her, this girl's entire ear gets created.
Oh, my. Glory to God.
Oh, and just people are going crazy. And it turns out this girl had obviously suffered some rejection. She would cover up that ear, you know, it wasn't an ear there, cover up that area, mm-hmm. you know, so that people wouldn't make fun of her in school and stuff. This is the story that I heard afterward. And, you know, imagine showing up then at your school with a completely formed ear and you can hear perfectly out of it.
Oh,
imagine how that's going to affect
your
classmates, right?
She didn't have an ear and it was created.
Exactly. So from what I understand, people are now, you know, I mean, this miracle has produced amazing faith. People, you know, knew her, knew she didn't have an ear. Now she has an ear. From what I understand, people have been saved because of this miracle. That didn't believe in God because they knew this girl didn't have an ear, and now she does.
Great. We want to hear more. I thank you for being with us. Could you pray for our audience today?
I would love to. Lord, I just thank you for the privilege and opportunity to share this, Lord God, and your goodness, Lord God. Every miracle is a demonstration of your goodness, Lord God. And Lord, and I just pray for a release of the gift of faith, Lord God, on anybody that's listening to this now, that whatever condition they have, that they will speak to it now in the name of Jesus and be healed. And I believe people are going to get healed as they're listening to this radio interview right now, that an impartation of the gift of faith is being released to people now to speak into their situation now and be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. There's a whole world that many people do not recognize and do not see, and it is the kingdom of God that's been freely given to us. It is a whole nother world that just lifts us away from and up above the natural. And of course, we live in the natural, but as we learn these things, and one thing you've brought up, and I've been trying to make clear, that you got to go where these things are happening. You know, you feel like, oh, I don't want to go there. I don't like that. But once you get there and you see God moving and working and you witness it with your own eyes, then you begin to believe that's possible for me. That's possible, and you no longer have those walls of just depression and hopelessness, and there's nothing I can do, and the world's coming to an end, and I'm stuck in this natural world getting sick and old and dying. No, there is a supernatural world. It's the kingdom of God, and God wants to give that to us. It's His good pleasure, and let's give Him some good pleasure today.
Absolutely, Dr. Rome. That's well said. The more you're around the Spirit moving, the more I'm around where the Spirit's moving, the more my spirit man rises. The more my spirit man rises, the more it subdues my soul. And my soul gets smaller and my spirit rises, the more faith is in me, the more bold I get. It just all goes together.
It's true. In life, we face many impossible situations. many incurable sicknesses, but God is able and willing to bring healing and deliverance for you today. And that is what we cover in our program, people that receive deliverance and healing and miracles, and they discover that God is still on the throne today, willing and able to help you.
Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He will pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night or in His life you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.
Thank you for tuning in to Global Air Force. I'm Jim Rome.
Come fly with Global Air Force.